God, thank you so much for today and thank you for this new morning. And I pray that you would take all I've prepared now and you would speak to all of us here in this church this morning. Amen. Well, I've got to be honest with you, when I found out I was going to be given the talk part of SM Live about being holy, I didn't really know what to say, because it's a little bit awkward, isn't it, when we talk about being holy? Because I think we are all called to be holy, but sometimes it can seem a little bit silly or a little bit arrogant if you say that you are holy. So I went to a source of great wisdom in my life. I went to our dog called Margie, and I asked her what it meant to be holy. And this is what she brought to me and showed me. This is Margie's blanket. And as you can see, it's nice and holy. And it stinks because she takes this blanket with her absolutely everywhere. So I had to sneak it out this morning to show her. But we're not talking about that kind of holiness this morning. We're talking about something very different. So we're not going to go home with holes inside of us. We're going to talk about what it means to be holy in a different sense. And to help us do that, we're going to look at three stories from the Bible that talk about holiness. Very, very quickly, we're going to look at these stories. And the first story is all the way back in Exodus. And we've got a very short animation just to show you what happens in this clip. This is in Exodus 3. And this is all about a shepherd. One day, the shepherd is out looking after his sheep. And do you know who this guy is? Any ideas? He sees a burning bush. Moses, that's right. One day Moses was looking after his sheep and he saw a bush that was burning, but it didn't actually ever burn up. It kept burning and it kept burning. And what did Moses do? I don't know if you saw in animation, Moses took something off when he saw that the bush was burning up. Did anyone see that? He took his shoes off. And the reason he took his shoes off was because God said to him, "Do not come any closer. Take off your shoes. You are on holy ground." So then Moses hid his face and he was too scared to look at the burning bush because he realized that he had met with God and God was holy. So this morning, as we think about our first story and we think about Moses, I wonder if we can all point up into the sky. Can you point up into the sky? Because as we remember the story of Moses, I want us to remember that Moses encountered God in the burning bush and God showed him that he was holy. And I think that God was showing Moses that there was nobody else in the whole world like him. There was nobody else as powerful and as wonderful as him. I think it's a bit like the sun. And you know, we have the sun that shines in the sky and it might be hidden today, but there's nothing quite like the sun in our solar system, at least. There is nothing that can shine as brightly as the sun. There's nothing that can be as powerful and bring light and life like the sun. And so just like the sun is different to anything else in the whole of our solar system or the whole of our universe, God is not like anything else in our universe. So the first story shows us that God is holy. God is amazing and holy. He's like nobody else. But just like the sun, it's amazing when it sustains life here on Earth. What would happen if you went in a spaceship and went all the way to the sun? Anyone got any ideas? Do you think you'd survive the trip? You'd probably die. Yes, I like that, Becky, just very blunt and to the point. If you get too close to the sun is so hot and so powerful, you probably melt and you probably all shrivel up into a little ball that we could carry home and post back to your mum and dad if you came on one of Matt's sun tours. So even though the sun is amazing, if we get too close to it, it can be a bit overwhelming and a bit too powerful. And this seems to be a little bit what happened in the story with Moses. God is holy, but Moses was afraid to get too close to God, because when he saw this burning bush, he was afraid. He took off his shoes, he covered his face, because he didn't know what would happen if he got too close to God, because there was nobody else like him. So that's our first story, the story of Moses. So now we're going to zoom forward a little bit through the Old Testament, and we're going to look at the story of Isaiah. Now, this is a stole, and does anybody know who might wear a stole today? A vicar, yeah, a vicar, or sometimes we might call a vicar a priest. So I'm not actually a priest yet, so this is naughty, but a priest normally wears their stole like this, and it's to show that they are a priest. And in the Old Testament, there were also priests, But the priests were in charge of making sure that the people could come near to God. Because you remember we saw that God was really holy, and that was amazing. But if you got too close, you didn't know what was going to happen. Well, in the Old Testament, once a year, there were priests, and they wore silly clothes, a bit like priests today, but they didn't quite look like this. But every year, they would put on their special clothes, and they would go into the temple. And in the middle of the temple, there was a room called the Holy of Holies. And this was the place where God made himself known to his people. So I can't really describe it to you, but imagine there was a big curtain, and every year it was the priest's job to sneak in behind the curtain and to offer a sacrifice to God so that the people could come near to God every single year. That's what the priest did. And sometimes it was a little bit scary because the priest might get ready and go into the temple and go behind the curtain, but they might not know if the priest would ever come out again, because if they came close to God, who was so holy and so amazing, they might have just keeled over in shock when they encountered God in all of his holiness. So it was a little bit of a dangerous job being a priest. It's still a bit dangerous today. I'm not sure if I'm going to go forward with my next ordination in the summer. But that's what the priest did in the Old Testament. So we're going to look at the story of Isaiah now. And he has a vision, and he's in the middle of the temple. So this is somewhere where he shouldn't be. So let's watch this video and see what happens. This is Isaiah. He's in the middle of the temple. And as you can see, he must have thought, oh my word, what am I doing here? I shouldn't be here in the temple, in the Holy of Holies, where God is really close. Surely this isn't where I should be. And so he covered his face, just like Moses, and there were all sorts of crazy creatures. This is a seraphim, and he was hanging around singing, holy, 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 God's really holy, what are you doing here? And then suddenly the seraphim took a hot coal, and he put that coal into Isaiah's mouth, and he said, your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for, or atoned means forgiven. So in that moment, Isaiah found himself in the temple. He found himself in the holiest place in the temple. He was really close to God, who is holy, but he was given a hot coal, and that was put in his mouth, and suddenly all of his sins were forgiven. So what do you think was happening then? Anybody got any ideas? Why do you think he was given a hot coal in his mouth? Anyone got any ideas? Do you think it was a nice snack? Would any of you like a hot coal in your mouth? No? Well, should I tell you what I think happened? I think that the seraphim, the crazy creature of all the wings, gave the hot coal to Isaiah because Isaiah was terrified that he shouldn't be there with God. He shouldn't be there in the Holy of Holies. But when the hot coal was given to Isaiah, it made him holy as well. So suddenly he could come near to God, and he didn't need to be afraid of coming near to God. So we started off looking at Moses and talked about how God is holy. But I wonder if you can pretend that you've got a hot coal in your mouth and splutter it out for just a moment. Oh, we've got some good acting at the back. Okay, so. So we talked about God is holy, but the story of Isaiah shows us that God wants to make us holy as well. And he made Isaiah holy so that Isaiah could go close to God, and he wouldn't be afraid. He could draw close to God's holiness. So I wonder if you can join me in doing these actions. So God is holy, but God also wants to make us holy. So he wants us to be holy so we can draw near to God. So we've looked at Moses, we looked at Isaiah, and we're going to zoom forward really quickly to the New Testament. And we're going to look at one more clip. And this time, this shows us a little bit more about Jesus and what happened when Jesus came. Because obviously Jesus was the Son of God. This is Jesus. But when he came, he spent time with all sorts of different people, sometimes people who weren't very popular in society. But he drew near to them and he healed them. He drew near to people who weren't meant to be pure or holy, and he made them holy. He even brought the dead back to life. This was Jesus. This is what happened when Jesus came to earth. And I want to just dwell very quickly on one story that you can read in Matthew 9. And this is the story of a lady who had been bleeding and bleeding and couldn't stop bleeding. And at the time, if you were Jewish and you kept on bleeding, that would have meant that you were very impure, that you weren't very holy, and you couldn't come near to God. You weren't even allowed to go into the temple or to church. But Jesus didn't worry about spending time with people like this lady. In fact, when he came near to her, he called her his daughter, and he healed her of his bleeding, of her bleeding. So when Jesus drew near to this lady, she was healed. Everywhere Jesus went, he healed people and he brought new life to people. He brought people life in all of its fullness. And in fact, the cross, when Jesus died on the cross and then came back to life 3 days later, that's the best example I have of, I think, of Jesus bringing new life to people. He brought new life to people so that everybody, even if we've done things wrong, even if we ever feel that we're impure, we can draw near to Jesus and we can receive that new life. So today we talked about how God is holy. Then we looked at Isaiah and we talked about how he makes us holy. But our last action today as we look at Jesus is to share that knowledge that God is holy with everybody that we meet and to invite people to get to know God. So do you think you do those actions? So God is holy. He makes us holy. Blah, 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 blah. But also he wants us to go out and to tell others about who God is and to invite them to be in a relationship with God as well. And as I was thinking about what it means to be holy, you know, sometimes you meet people and you might say that they are a very good person. And I often feel in my life, I'm not a very good person. I make lots of mistakes and I go wrong all the time. And I think, well, perhaps I'm not a holy person. Perhaps I shouldn't be the one that should be called to this. But I want to say this morning, I think there's a difference between being good and being holy. Because, you know, sometimes you encounter somebody who's really good and they make lots and lots, and they make you feel really bad about yourself because they're so good and you feel like you could never be like that. Well, I think that's not what God is calling us to do. Instead, God is calling us to be holy. And you know, sometimes you meet other people and there's lots of difficult things going on in their lives. They make mistakes and they do things wrong. Sometimes they lose their patience. Sometimes they lose their temper. Sometimes they do things they shouldn't have done. But even though they do all these things wrong, when you spend time with them, somehow you feel like you understand more about what it means to be alive. Sometimes you understand what it means actually to know God when you meet this person. And I think that's what God is calling us to be as we talk about being holy this morning. He wants us to know that he has made us holy and he wants us to be people like Jesus that share our lives with other people and share the relationship that we have with God with other people. And so to sum up, I want to go back to our reading that we had read to us by Abby from 1 Peter chapter 1. And in this first version of the Bible, it's from the Message, it says, as obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life. God said, I am holy, you be holy. So I think this morning we are called to be holy. We're already made holy, in fact, but we're called to tell others about the God who is holy, the God who invites us to be in relationship with him. And I just want to finish by quoting a great theologian called Rhiannon Lupson, who just this morning described it a little bit like this. Actually, being holy is about when you let God into your life. And so this morning, as we try to be holy people, I encourage us to let God into our lives and to let other people know that he is holy. So shall we pray together? Father God, thank you so much for the stories that we read throughout the Bible. Thank you that you are holy, but thank you that you want to make us holy as well, and that we can draw near to you this morning and be in relationship with you to know life in all its fullness. And I pray that today we would be able to share that life in all its fullness with everybody that we meet. Help us to be holy and help us to reflect you in all that we do. Amen.